house fire leaves 8 people dead in Oklahoma. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. It happened in the Tulsa suburb of Broken Arrow, and police say it may have been a criminal act.
Broken Arrow Police Public Information Officer Ethan Hutchins provided a brief update, giving the small amount of information he had after speaking with investigators.
Early indications, according to officers on scene, confirm that they are investigating a homicide.
As of now, we do not know what caused the fire, who was inside, their ages, or if there were any survivors.
There's some details about the preliminary reports involving who was inside, but we're still looking for more details into what happened here.
Police are unable to talk about suspects or if there's any suspect at all, only saying there's no danger to the community.
John Abesis with Fox 23 Tulsa. The ATF is assisting in the investigation. Broken Arrow is Tulsa's biggest suburb with almost 115,000 residents. Elon Musk has completed his $44 billion acquisition of Twitter.
A move that will also see CEO Parag Agrawal and finance chief Ned Siegel make their exit. Twitter accepted Musk's proposal to buy the company and take it private back in April, but it's been an uphill battle since. Both sides trading barbs, Musk alleging the social media service failed to properly disclose the number of fake accounts online, Twitter suing the billionaire for failing to honor obligations to its stockholders. Musk arrived at Twitter headquarters Wednesday carrying a sink, tweeting video with the caption, "Let that sink in." He also updated his Twitter bio to read, "Chief Twit."
Fox's Matt Napolitano. President Biden was in Syracuse, New York this afternoon celebrating the planned opening of a semiconductor plant.
My objective is to build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out. Economy that rewards work, not just wealth. An economy that works for everyone.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An arrest is made in Phoenix in the apparent burglary of Democratic gubernatorial candidate Katie Hobbs' campaign office.
Police in Phoenix say they've arrested a suspect in connection to a burglary that we're told happened early Tuesday morning at Katie Hobbs' campaign headquarters. The Hobbs campaign saying things were stolen, but they haven't said what. And police right now aren't saying who the suspect is. Telling reporters an ID and perhaps a motive will be released later. The drama, as Fox Phoenix polling in Arizona shows Hobbs, the current Secretary of State, trailing Republican Carrie Lake by double digits, less than 2 weeks out from the midterm elections. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A woman who was arrested for feeding homeless people in Southwest Arizona is suing over a local ordinance that regulates food sharing events in public parks. The lawyer for Norma Thornton said the lawsuit is part of a nationwide effort to let people feed those in need. Criminal charges against Thornton were dropped, but she wants the city to stop enforcing the ordinance. A Republican Party leader and former governor hospitalized following a car crash.
Former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour was taken to a hospital in Jackson Wednesday after crashing his car, police said. Barbour, who is 75 years old, swerved on a rural road in Yazoo City to avoid hitting a dog. Barbour was airlifted to the University of Mississippi Medical Center. He is reportedly alert and stable, and his injuries are not life-threatening. Barbour oversaw the state's recovery following 2005's Hurricane Katrina. Eben Brown, Fox News.
New York City has its first female fire commissioner. Mayor Eric Adams has appointed acting fire commissioner Laura Cavanaugh to lead the department on a permanent basis. Cavanaugh has served as acting commissioner since the retirement of Commissioner Daniel Nigro in February. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.